All right, let's take a little pause there, and I'll tell you who I got. I have Moy in Houston in 5ZIQ with a comment there. And then we have Michael, KQ4SRW. I'm not sure if you had a comment, or I think you said in and out. Then we had Roger, K6KON. Hello, Roger. Did you have a question for us tonight, Roger?
Yes, thank you very much. First time check-in. The call sign, by the way, is Kilowatt Zero, K-O-N-K Zero, Kilo Oscar November, Roger in Houston. Got the name right. That's interesting. Well, my question is, and this because this is the first time, I'm wondering if anybody has been talking about using AI to solve ham radio issues. I have been using it a lot lately with issues on my antenna, and I'm telling you, the results are absolutely amazing. They're verifiable. They're logical. They're helpful. I mean, it's just amazing. K0K went back to net.
Oh, Roger, I knew it was you. I knew your voice there. Yeah, I sent a note to Chris there. He's logging for us tonight, so I sent him a note to correct that for you. Yeah, AI is very useful. I know W9JAY has been using it a lot, you know, and I use it too. It's a very helpful tool. You just have to double-check everything. You can't blindly go just go by the answers. So you got to double check things. I've found it wrong a couple of times and had to try to correct it, but you know it doesn't like that. And I've also, I don't know what AI language model or large language model that you are using. You know, I find that chat works pretty good, but Gemini works pretty darn good too. And they all have different strengths. You know, like if I want to create an image, I will use the Gemini, Google's AI, and use the Nano Banana because it seems to do a lot better job of creating images and being able to edit those images the way you want to. Than some of the others. Now, you know, Grok, I played with that maybe, but I have issues with it and haven't really used it or spent a lot of time on it. What's the other one? Claude, I think, is another good one out there. And Roy probably has his favorites out there, KI7PKL. But those are some of mine. And, yeah, I think, you know, it does have a place. And but it doesn't replace the Elmer, and kind of one of the other things, you know, getting out there and being able to kind of show people something rather than to try and explain it through a text message, basically. So, you know, it has its uses, but don't forget the Elmers. Anyhow, over to you, Roger. You have anything else for us?
Well, Scott, you know, I thought it was you because of your voice, and I just scrolled up and I saw your call sign, and you say, hello. Well, I tell you, I started off with MSN, and then I asked some of the same questions to Gemini, and the Gemini answers I thought were much more detailed, much more thorough, and altogether, I'm telling you, I don't think, I shouldn't say that. I was going to make a comment about Elmer's versus AI. You know, how many computer experts do you know, gurus, computer gurus, and then you find out, anyway. I'm finding this really fascinating. The other thing I might just mention that I stumbled onto, even though it's been around for a couple years, is AI noise elimination on HF. Amazing, amazing. And I'm telling you, you don't have to verify that. It really works. But I've just stumbled onto it. I wonder how many other people have. Back to you, Scott.
Oh, yeah, I did a thing on AI, one of my first ones, and we talked a little bit about a program called RM Noise, and boy, it's amazing what that can do. And it goes from being totally unreadable to just like you're in the room. The other one that's big right now that I'm hearing a lot about, and I, of course, you know, HF, is digital voice, or I'm not sure what, DV voice, something like that, where it's basically a digital mode for HF. And that sounds pretty amazing from what I've heard also. But anyhow, yeah, you know, I have found Gemini to be kind of my favorite at this point, but we'll see. Everything changes, so. But I'm going to send it back to you one more time, Roger, see if you have any other comments before we check with Moy, also there in Houston. So back with you, Roger.
Okay, Scott. I'm impressed at how many checkies you get. That's really incredible. As I said, this is my first time. Yeah, I'm using RM Noise. I haven't checked the other ones, but anyway. Fun stuff, huh? Thanks so much for taking my check-in. I hope everybody's having a great evening. I've got to go check into my Ham Club Net meeting on Tuesday night. So N7FGP from K0KON73. Thanks so much.
K0KON from N7FGP. Well, thanks for checking in, Roger, and glad to hear that, glad to hear you out there, and, you know, check in again next Tuesday. What day is it? Next Tuesday, Jeanette will be the net host and talking about new hands. So let's move on down to Moy in Houston, N5ZIQ. Good evening, Moy. What did you have for the net tonight?
Good evening, Scott. N5ZIQ Moy here in Houston. I was just thinking in regard to, it's nice to hear Roger in there. I haven't heard Roger for a little bit. Nice to hear you in there, sir. And he's here in Houston also. I know where he is. But thank you also for you know, for doing the net tonight, Chris and Scott. We appreciate you taking care of everything as well. So. My suggestion, let me just repeat it real quick. Okay, N5ZIQ returning. I was just going to make a quick suggestion for you. Maybe if Mickey could maybe get any help from EchoLink in the help menu, or go connect to the test server in EchoLink. I wonder if that would provide any valuable data for him to try and see if his gateway is opening. He may have to open 5498 on that, but I think you want to probably verify all that for sure. But EchoLink help menu has some pretty good options, and then in the tools menu may be also a good place for some help, too. All right. Anything else I can't think of right now, but I'll get back with you later if I think of something. Back to you, sir. Thanks a lot for the information there, too, as well. That's it. Take care, 73's N5ZIQ. More back to net.
All right, Moy. Yeah, thank you for that. You know, EchoLink is not a service that I use. I use it as a last resort, really. I don't like it. Just don't know why. Now, actually, on the M1KE, it isn't so bad. You know what I don't like about it? I don't like about having to hit that space bar to transmit, or, you know, hit the button on the phone. And it's so hard to get into different nets, especially a net like tonight where everything comes fast and furious. And, you know, you have to have kind of a dead carrier before you can key in. So, and it gets stuck a lot. You know, people hit the space bar by mistake or something and you have to wait for it to time out. It's just not one of my favorite modes, but I do have it, and I do have it as a backup to use. Think about it on the M1KE is I have the push to talk. So I'm not going to lean on the space bar and embarrass myself out there. Well, I do a good enough job of that without having to randomly key up. All right. This is Scott N7FGP in Jamestown, New York. Let me pause for a second. All right. Well, we're running out of things to do here, so let's go ahead and do another round of check-ins. If you would like to check into tonight's Absolute TechNet with either a question, and it doesn't have to be about tonight's topic. It can be about any technology-related issue, and sure, somebody out here will have some sort of an answer for you. Or if you just want to check in and out, and get on the log, now's your chance. We just need your call sign twice, slowly and phonetically. And please kind of wait and listen to make sure you're not talking over the top of somebody. It gets pretty crowded in there. All right. If you'd like to check in, call sign twice and slowly. Call now.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Golf 7, Charlie Alpha Tango, KG7, CAT. No traffic.
I'll put you on the list. KE6 CZH Visitor. Kilowatt Echo 6 Charlie Zero Hotel.
It's VD3 OOL, Victor Echo 3 Oscar Oscar Lima. Just a recheck, in and out. Just listening. Thank you.
Victor Echo 4, Delta Bravo Zulu. Victor Echo 4, Delta Bravo Zulu. No traffic.
All right, I think everybody's busy watching TV. Let me tell you who I have so far here. We had David, VE4DBZ. Good evening, David. We had Gerald, VE3OOL, in and out. Good evening, Gerald. Then we had a station, it was KE6CZZ. Is that correct? I believe you're coming. KE6CZZ. Is that correct?
No, it's Kilo Echo 6 Zulu Hotel. I got a tongue twister. My name here is Robert.
All right, I think I got that. KE6 Charlie Zulu Hotel, or W Zulu Hotel. No, that's not it. KE6 Charlie Zulu Hotel, I believe, is what we got there. Just confirm that for me.
VE7SLZ.
Yes, sir. Enjoy the net. Back over to you. KE6CZH.
All right, Robert, we got you that time. And then we also had Jennifer, KG7CAT. You sounded very good tonight. What, Jennifer, KG7CAT, what are you using to connect tonight?
I'm sitting in my living room on a new radio. I believe it's NESEKU WT2 Pro.
Okay, so how is that going through Echolink or All-Star? It just sounds pretty clean. It sounds like you're going through the network and not through RF. I was just wondering if that's